Philadelphia may have been the center of attention for the nation's 250th celebrations, but Valley Forge National Historical Park held its own festivities over the weekend, marking both the semi-quincentennial and the National Park's 50th anniversary. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
The National Memorial Arch stands where General George Washington and his troops first entered Valley Forge in December 1777. The British had captured Philadelphia, and army morale was low. The celebrations of the U.S. independence taking place on those same grounds more than two centuries later would have been hard for the soldiers to imagine, says Greg Purefoy. He's a public information officer with the National Park Service.
If we think about the Declaration of Independence, the army marched out of here before the 4th of July in 1778, and they weren't really celebrating at all at that point.
Thomas McGarry visited Valley Forge from Connecticut on the 4th of July. He says the army's encampment there represents the American dream.
They were being stopped at every front for building their dreams, and this was the result of it. There was a lot of work to do from there, and I know that it kept going, but the revolution was the start of when we all decided that, no, each person gets to be free and make their own choices and build your dream. And we stand here in Valley Forge where they kind of centered that whole ideology and got back to the fight.
Valley Forge became Pennsylvania's first state park in 1893. On the nation's bicentennial, President Gerald Ford signed legislation to make it a national park. Emily Neal, WHYY News.